Hello, creative people. It is the 24th of November, day 24 of Creativity X. And we've had quite a few more people posting assignment entries today, which is great. So I'm glad I gave you a bit of an easier one yesterday. Your assignment for today is going to be a little bit more brain worky, but not too much, I hope. What I'd like you to do is shoot a photograph that includes three subjects. But I've got a restriction on this one. So when I say three subjects, I mean three things that are intended to catch the viewer's eye. So if you look at the cover art for today's audio boo, you can see I chose three little toy horses. Now your restriction for today is no touching. That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to touch them. You absolutely are allowed to touch your subjects and arrange them the way you want. What I mean is, I don't want any of the subjects in the resulting photograph to overlap. I don't want any of those three subjects to touch each other. So there must be a bit of negative space gap between the subjects. This is intended to make you think about, when you've got more than one subject, avoiding having them overlapping in the frame, because they merge. When you have subjects that overlap, they merge. And sometimes, as we've all seen with lamppost growing out of people's heads, sometimes you have an unfortunate merge of those things, and you take a photograph of somebody stood in front of a tree or a bush or something, and the bush is then growing out of their head when you take the final photograph. It's another result of us seeing more with our brain than with our eyes. So this is a lot of these exercises are designed to help you see the photograph you're about to take before you take it, and see it with your eyes, not with your brain. Understand what you're seeing, not what you think you're seeing. So look for those overlapping subjects, but we want three subjects, and I also want you to think carefully about how you place those three subjects in the frame. There's quite a lot of ways of placing multiple subjects in a frame. Quite a common way is to go for the sort of arrangement I've chosen on the cover art there, where you've got some depth for starters. You know, there's one horse that's nearest, one in the middle, one in the back, and that's so you can get some nice depth. So there's a sort of a travelling element in there, but there's also that triangle that they form, and you can find that often that sort of arrangement of three subjects in a triangle can sometimes make a nice sort of rotating movement to the eye. And if you look at the arrangement of horses in that cover art, you'll see that there's leading lines in there as well. So, you go from the first horse to the second horse to the third horse. Along the third horse's back up his tail, and that leads you back to the first horse. So you can use leading lines and arrangement of subjects to try and keep people's eyes just moving within the frame. Try not to lead them out of the frame. Not everybody sees things in the same way, so you might disagree with me about whether or not that particular one I took leads the eye. But those are things to be thinking about. So three subjects, don't make them touch when you've composed the shot. And as always, upload it to Google+, tag it with CreativityEX, and I will comment on as many as I can. Today we have had posts from Luke Moreau, Jen Thorpe, Rob Allen, Rob Griffiths, and Georgina Allen, and I will go and comment on those in just a moment. Thank you to all you guys for contributing, I really appreciate it. We've only got a few more days to go, and I've got some fun bits to come. I should mention, I will be in London tomorrow night, and so that's Friday night, Saturday night. I'll be back on Sunday. I don't know where I'm going to do my Sunday boo from, but for the next two nights, for sure, I will be away from home. I'm going to be in London helping to teach a workshop, and so I will have to fit this in and around that, which means I probably won't get to comment on many of your pictures, so apologies if I don't. But so yes, if you could all fill in for me and comment on each other's, I'd really appreciate that. That'd be great. But I will keep the assignments coming. Thanks for joining in, guys. I will catch up with you tomorrow. All the best. Bye-bye.